La conférence est en cours d'enregistrement.
Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Review Team Plenary Call Number 5 on the 20th of March 2019 at 1100 UTC. Attending the call today is Jaap Akkerhoes, Vanda Sardazini, Geraldine Denoor, Pat Kane, Jacques Blanc, Demi Getzko, Erica Varlies, Martin Botterman, Daniel Nanghaka, and Wolfgang will join us momentarily. Observers joining us, Yang Hunyu, Jim Prendergast, and Herb Wei. From ICANN.org is Jean-Baptiste Durlet, Nigar Farzinia, and Brenda Brewer. We do have apologies from Sebastian Bachelet, Osvaldo Navola, Casey Claffey, and Jeff Hudson. Today's conference is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to the co-chairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. I might jump in and do the beginning. It's Cheryl Langdon Orr here, one of your co-chairs, along with Pat Kane. And on today's call, we have a relatively brief agenda, but one that we hope will begin our substantive work ahead of our face-to-face meeting that we have scheduled in April, and more on that later in the agenda. First of all, we do note the number of apologies for today's call, and that is, I believe, almost universally because people are returning from their flight and travel commitments after ICANN 64. We do recognise that it's been somewhat of a tradition in ICANN world to not hold meetings the week after a ICANN meeting, but we also recognise two things. First of all, that we have a large amount of work to do, and the more pre-preparation we can get done before the clock starts running, the better. We did all make a commitment to weekly calls on rotating time, and we recognise that nobody is likely to have 100% attendance regardless of this throughout our processes. And thirdly, that not everyone was able to, for various reasons, be travelling to Kobe, so the blackout rule probably is less for those people. So with that said, that's about as welcome as Pat and I can make you for today. We've had our roll call. We may have one or two people added, as I noticed it's crept up to 12 now, as we go through, but Brenda will capture that, with the roll call being maintained out of the presence in the Adobe Connect room. So it only needs for me to check, is there anybody on the review team that has an update to their statement of interest? Just reminding you all that you all should have lodged your statement of interest. If there is any difficulties with doing so, staff is more than happy to help you, and that we work under continuous disclosure for you to announce any changes that may occur week by week. So briefly wait for any changes of statements of interest. And not hearing anybody, of course, you can always utilise the chat tool. If we now then look very briefly at the call agenda that we have in front of you in the Adobe Connect room, we will be moving to a brief update on things that occurred that were relevant to us and our work out of ICANN 64. We'll be discussing our face-to-face meeting, which is our first substantive meeting, which we'll be holding in Los Angeles, and going over the majority of today's time committed to identifying the topics of review as we build out our scope and our specific terms of reference, and of course ask for any other business, and we will run our action items and confirm any decisions reached, and we have one more plenary call before we meet face-to-face. So with any other business in front of us, can I ask, is there anyone who wishes to, at this stage, flag a piece of any other business? Daniel, I'm noticing your microphone. Do you just want to check your audio? Because otherwise I'm going to ask you to mute. We're just hearing background noise.
This is Wolfgang. Hello. See, hello.
Welcome, Wolfgang. We can hear you.
Yes, I'm on a listen mode only because I'm traveling and difficult to speak for me, but I will listen as long as I can.
Thank you very much, Wolfgang. And please, obviously, if you're not in the Dave Connect room, just make your voice heard and we'll pop you in a speaking queue. Don't hold back. If you have something to say, please just say, put me in the queue and we will do so. And with that, if I can then ask Daniel to either test his microphone or mute. And I also note that Herb's microphone seems to be open as well. It is wise practice for us all to mute him if we're actually speaking. Okay. All right. Well, we may have some audio issues later on, but I'm sure Brenda will manage that with us. So with that and a little bit more housekeeping and administration than we would normally need to do, I'm going to ask if we can now move to the next slide and take a sip of water and the one after that, thanks very much. And I'm going to hand over to Pat while he takes us through perhaps an exciting adventure that some of us had in beautiful Kobe at ICANN 64 as spring was doing its best to make itself known. Over to you, Pat.
Good morning, good evening, and thank you, Cheryl. This is Pat, for the record. I just wanted to go through briefly a little bit of items that I think were interesting for us at the ICANN 64 meeting. So start off with our informal meeting. So I want to apologize again for not getting the phone set up on time in the room so that we could get everybody involved. But I think there were about 10 of us or 9 of us that met, and we covered probably 3 things. The first one that we discussed was the inability for some members of the review team to get into the documents, or that there were problems with the distribution of some of the documents. And Nagar, you were going to take a look at that with Jean-Baptiste to see if we were, at least that's the note I have here that I took from the meeting, was we were to take a look and make certain that the documents that we were using or distributing were able to be opened up by everyone. So do we have any update on that?
Thanks, Patrick. This is Nagar. Yes, we've actually got our IT team involved with one of the review team members that had experienced the issue. They're currently working on it to determine the root cause of the problem to ensure everyone has access. So that's work in progress. Please stay tuned. We'll provide you with more updates as our technical hosts are able to resolve it and let us know what the root cause is.
This is Pat. Nagar, thank you very much for that. I'm glad to hear that we're moving forward on that. The second item that we talked about was one that Cheryl addressed earlier, which was, you know, timing of meetings post, timing of our review team meetings post an ICANN meeting. And clearly we've got a few that are traveling today. So I'm curious with the group, either through putting notes into chat or maybe Jean-Baptiste, we can do a doodle poll on this. If in the future we're going to be thin following ICANN meetings, we might want to take a look at actually not having a meeting. So if there's some discussion now we want to have, great. If not, Jean-Baptiste, if you'll put up a doodle poll at some point in time on voting on meetings following, that would be helpful. So not seeing any hands in the chat room or any specific conversations other than Jacques saying, yes, let's do a doodle poll. Jean-Baptiste, will you do that for us, please?
Yes, we'll do.
Thank you very much. And then the third item that we talked about were options for Marrakesh. And it became clear that, or at least in the conversation we were having, that really options following Marrakesh were not actually an option. But two things that we did have coming out of that were, one, the request and the execution on request to SOs and ACs for face-to-face discussion with members of the review team in Marrakesh, and two, that we still have available to us a day prior to the ICANN meeting in Marrakesh, ICANN 65, and I believe that date is June 23rd. So do we have any updates from staff on where we are on both of those items?
Hi, Pat. This is Nagla again. Currently, I have no updates for the team regarding post the conversation that you and Cheryl had with the meetings team. It is still the first feedback after ICANN meeting, and I believe they're still busy with packing and traveling. So I would expect an update from them possibly the following week. We will keep you posted on that.
Great, thank you. And then the request, though, to also get time with the SOs and ACs.
Oh, yes, of course. Allow me to look into that further. I actually haven't taken any action on that. I believe the right next step would be for us to write a note on behalf of the review team to the chairs of the SOs and ACs and request time up front. So my suggestion would be for us to draft a note that we will pass on to you and Cheryl for review to verify that you're okay with the request content, and we will forward that note then to the SOs and ACs and request time with them at the next upcoming ICANN meeting.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Nagar.
And no problem at all. We'll take that as an action item.
And then the day before that we have the whole day still on hold for us is actually June 23rd, correct?
That will be correct, yes.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Nagar.
Of course.
So any questions, or is there anything that anybody wants to add based upon our informal meeting? Yes, Martin, you have your hand up.
Yeah, just to say that on the 23rd, obviously, I would normally be in the board workshop.
No, yes, Martin, we understand that, but we're taking advantage of that particular day to finalize our preparation for interviews and discussions with the SOs and ACs. So I think that while we will miss you, I think that we still need to take advantage of that day.
Yeah, I'll get that. Just want to be aware that the board workshop is there. Some of you may realize that, but important for all to know. And obviously, I'll try to adapt as much as I can. So if you have a good timed agenda for that day, that might help me to join where useful.
Yes, we will certainly do that and have that to you in plenty of time in advance. All right, so the second item that I wanted to cover from ICANN 64 was on Monday afternoon in Kobe in the public forum number one, there was a conversation between Jonathan Zook, who was the chair of the Consumer Trust and Competition, or Competition and Consumer Trust Review Team, and the board. And it came down to that there were 37 recommendations made in CCTRT, where six were formally adopted, and then the remainder of them were either passed for further discussion, not accepted, and there was some confusion as to what the ICANN board was going to do with all of those recommendations. Now, part of that discussion also included a budgetary component, to where there was recognition by the board that moving forward, it would probably be impossible to financially implement all review team recommendations. So that led to a discussion that I had with Russ Housley, who is the chair of SSR2, and where he indicated that there was some concern amongst his review team as to work that they were doing, since they were starting to finalize their recommendations and how to move forward. So part of the things that I've been thinking about in terms of that is how we package our recommendations coming out of ATRT3, and whether or not those recommendations we would follow, you know, traditionally as a list of 1 to N recommendations, or whether we would do something different in terms of how we looked at our recommendations. Clearly, in my mind, we should look at prioritization, and not just in a high, medium, low, but prioritization in a 1 to N, or do we take a look at bundles of recommendations and what is required or what is not required. So I'd like to open it up for some conversation about that. And Martin, I see that you have your hand up as well.
Yes. Daniel, maybe you can close your microphone. A lot of background noise for you. I can talk about what is really driving the board here. I think you said it well. The first aspect is obviously there's a couple of recommendations we felt free to accept immediately. We have not turned down any of the recommendations. Basically what we said, well, these are recommendations that we cannot act upon as a board, because they're policy recommendations, and policies are to be acted upon by the GNSO, CCNSO, ASO. Again, we didn't turn those down.
Please continue, Martin.
On the Marrakesh, we will talk further about it. But basically, it's to get some idea of the costs of certain recommendations, and then in interaction with the CCT team, how it can be planned. Now, I guess it's part of increasing awareness of the need for fiscal responsibility in an organization that does no longer have always increasing funds to its availability. It's a concern of us all. And I think it will also reflect on the work of the ATRT itself, in a way that it would be good that early on we also consider that some things make money and what is reasonably prioritized with this in the back of our mind. So I think the board and ORC would be standing ready to help us in pre-thinking what possible costs are, and the same to SSR2. This may lead to an iteration of prioritization. So I hope that perspective helps. The board doesn't have the perfect answers yet. It's just the awareness that some answers are not to be answered by the board, but bodies and other things need to be tested first before we really can prioritize it. So So I hope that helps. I'm very happy to answer any questions there. So very clearly, we didn't turn down any of the proposals we did by TCT. Hope this helps.
This is Pat.
And was understandable.
Yep. Yeah, this is Pat, Martin. That's very helpful. Thank you very much. So the one thing that I would add is I had a subsequent conversation with Jonathan Zook at the airport here in Washington, D.C., and we were talking about how ICANN, the board, and the org would then prioritize recommendations coming out of all the review teams. So if we do have a financial issue and we do want to exhibit fiscal responsibility, given that there is a flat budget, at least appearing to be flat budget moving forward, how do we want to take a look at and should we recommend as part of ATRT3 something to address review team recommendations across multiple years such that we're prioritizing the most beneficial recommendations and implementations for the community. And I welcome a discussion or questions on that.
Yes, the current thinking of sure is that we would always go back to the review team and ask them to prioritize in the light of better understanding of the cost. That's one. The second thing is even the budgets, although much of it is fixed costs more or less, are not determined without interaction with the community. So that is a part two.
L'organisateur a quitté la conférence pour parler au service clientèle et rejoindra la conférence sous peu.
Je pourrais parler en français, but it's probably better that I talk in English. So the third element that you indicated, I would very much appreciate if, as ATRT, we can indeed weave this in good practice for reviews towards the future as well. So hope this helps, and very open to any discussion.
Yes, Cheryl.
Thanks, Pat. Cheryl Langdonorf of the Transcript Record. It also strikes me that I did put a little note to this effect as a square bracket in the shared Google Doc, which we'll be moving to in a later agenda point. I put in a little square bracket G. Of what we could look at as being in scope, and this is what it says. Also based on previous works of both ATRT 1 and 2, each of those, but in particular ATRT 1, was tasked and scoped a review of other specific reviews. And so we may have an opportunity here, if we were to agree, to include in our scope of work, particularly at this unusual time in ICANN's evolution. In other words, we are unlike ATRT1, we're well and truly post JPA and affirmation of commitments. We're also post IANA transition and the associated work stream 1 and 2 cross-community working group recommendations, although we do note that the implementation of work stream 2 is still on the actions list, not the actioned list for board and the .org. And so we could very well look at least a brief analysis of the effectiveness of the actionables or the recommendations from the recent specific reviews. And so I would like you all to consider whether or not that might be a worthy piece of work as well. But we will get to that in our later conversation today. But perhaps I can ask you to think on that while you're contemplating what Pat has just taken you through. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Do we have any further questions or conversation points? So seeing no hands, I will move on to the third item, which was a conversation that Cheryl and I had with Josh and Tansy from staff about the Marrakesh meeting. And one of the things that they are continuing to look into for us, and Nagar mentioned this earlier, was that we would look at what we could actually do for space following the ICANN meeting that would be limited to facility, Wi-Fi, and just typically like we're doing today, and not have the full-blown event networks available. And we're supposed to get something back from them within a week, 10 days, maybe sooner, but probably not until next week. So that was the last item that came up. So more to come on that. The only other item that I had that was from ICANN64 was, Nagar, you had mentioned to me that staff would be prepreparing an ATRT2 review document, and I was just curious as to when we thought we would have that, and would we have that prior to our face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles in 2 weeks?
Thanks, Pat. This is Nagar. Yes, we are preparing briefing material for the review team on the implementation of HRT2 recommendations. As the review team is aware, one of the mandatory scope items for the review team is to assess the implementation of evaluate the implementation of the prior review recommendations, in this case ATRT2. In an effort to streamline that process, we are preparing briefing materials that goes into detail as to how each of the recommendations were implemented. Each of these documents is going to include, of course, links to additional information for the review team. Our target currently is to have the briefing material ready for right after you finish your face-to-face meeting and you have your scope finalized. We will be distributing the material to the review team. I would guess about a week at the latest after you have finished your face-to-face meeting here in Los Angeles, which would allow you to begin actually your substantive work on your first scope item, as noted in the bylaws.
Thank you, Nagar. So that would be probably sometime around April 15th that we would expect to have a document by then, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, so that for me was the brief update on what transpired at ICANN 64. Cheryl, is there anything that you would like to add to that?
Pat, Cheryl here. Nothing from me, but I think that's a fresh hand from Martin. Martin, over to you.
Yes, no, just aware that those who were in Kobe may have participated to the meeting on the last day, which was chaired by Brian Cute on evolvement of the multi-stakeholder model. Now, this is instead of our work, but it may well complement our work, and it may be good to have a keen eye on how that develops and see what it means for us in our work.
This is Pat. Thank you, Martin, for that. I think that's absolutely correct, since that really leads into one of the five trends that the board and ICANN org leadership have been focusing on for the next five-year plan.
Yes, and just to be very clear on that, because words are important here, this five-year plan has also been developed bottom-up with a lot of input from the community and feedback from the community on subsequent steps, been part of a public consultation, et cetera. Yes, very much so. So also there, I think what's happening there, AT&T is in a unique position to put the dots on the I. There's a clear that the community and org and board are busy on seeing what better ways forward are. And I think this is particularly our task as a review team to take a very keen and a very clear position on that.
Yes, thank you, Martin. So not seeing anything else or hearing anything else for the ICANN 64 update, can we move to the next agenda item, please?
So, Cheryl here. Nagar or Jean-Baptiste, did you just want to go through for the record here the logistics of our face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles and also, if at all possible, if we could confirm with you and or the people assembled from the review team on today's call, those who will not be able to attend at all, or any of those who are having any challenges visa or travel wise to join us in this. So whoever wants to jump in, there you are, Jean-Baptiste, don't mind.
Yeah.
Whomever.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. This is Jean-Baptiste on the phone. So yes, we would like to provide you with some updates. So you should have all received now the email from Travel Services. If you still have not, please contact me immediately. So what we have listed here for your organization is the hotel. You should have received a confirmation on that as well. So your hotel will be the DoubleTree by Hilton. It's located.
L'organisateur a quitté la conférence pour parler au service clientèle et rejoindra la conférence sous peu.
All right. So the hotel is located 3 minutes by car. So we just wanted to mention that you have several services which are available, like Uber and Lyft. Those are available in Los Angeles, so you can use these if you want to join the ICANN office by car. Otherwise, this is just 11 minutes walking distance. We have included a short map just to make things a little bit easier. So you have the two addresses of the hotel and the ICANN office on this slide, but of course we will share ahead of the meeting a recap of all this information. The meeting room itself will be the Postel A, so when you enter the building it's, and our offices, it's the first meeting room on the left. Visitor badges will be provided, safe security of the building will be informed as well, and to provide some more information on what Cheryl requested. So far as I'm aware, we know that Erica, Jeff, Michael, and Ramit won't be able to attend in person the meeting, and that's what we have so far, I believe.
Thanks, Jean-Baptiste. Is there anyone who, Cheryl, for the record, is there anyone who has any questions or concerns or wants to make any comments on the logistics? I know Tyler's just put in his chat here that he's still obtaining his visa, so his attendance is still sketchy. Let's hope that things work out, Paula, because obviously it is an important thing that if anyone is able and willing to go, that we do their best to do our best to help them to get there. Obviously, not everyone has work commitments or other things that will allow them, of course, to travel. But you're willing and able. It is just a matter of a visa issue for you. So, staff, can I just get you perhaps, Jean-Baptiste, to double check and make sure that we follow up with Tola about how he's faring with the visa issues and if there's anything we or constituency travel to do, you know, writing formal invitation letters, whatever, on letterhead, whatever it is that takes that will make it easier. If he can let us know as early as possible, we'll do our best to help him jump through what can be very complicated hoops for some people coming in some countries. Jacques, I believe that the travel arrangements for our accommodation is all confirmed in principle at the DoubleTree by Hilton, but I believe what you're asking for is specifically an email with a booking number and confirmation, and I'm going to ask staff if they can either let us know or follow up to tell us when we will be let know. I must say I personally prefer to have things all tidily put away in my my calendar system as well. I also note that we are going to have visa issues from Louis as well. There is not enough time to apply for the attendance of face-to-face. Obviously we can but try, and we can also try and rotate around hopefully ICANN offices or existing ICANN meeting spaces where we will at least share the pain on visas. So you've got a couple of extra apologies now to note, staff, and we certainly need to see what we can do to assist those that are needing any sort of assistance or double-checking. If I may, while I've got the microphone, Pat, I think the other thing you and I discussed when we had our leadership meeting earlier this week will be, and we'll show everybody in today's call and distribute as again as soon as it's modified a little bit more, a draft agenda for our face-to-face meeting with blocks of time. As you can see in front of you, what this will do by running with these suggested times and running through very general, we admit, agenda highlights or points is hopefully allow those of you who will be attending remotely, be you a review team member or a observer and or interested party or stakeholder, to plan your remote participation around those blocks of time. Pat and I will try and make the whole thing run to timetable so we minimise any inconvenience for those of you who are forced through whatever circumstance to attend remotely. The other thing I would like staff just to do now is just explain to us all, and particularly because we do have some observers on today's call, what the setup will be for observers and remote participation. It'll be slightly different between remote participation for our review team members and that for observers. So either Nagar or Jean-Baptiste, if I can hand that back to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Nagar. So in terms of the setup for your upcoming face-to-face meeting, we are going to have a one screen up with the Adobe Room for the review team members that are participating remotely and or are in the room. Everyone's welcome to log into the Adobe Room. There will be microphones set up in the room for all review team members. So much like other meetings you've had at ICANN meetings, everything will be recorded. Everyone will speak up into microphones for conversation to be captured by remote participants. There will be a separate screen up in the meeting room that will display the second Adobe Room that is specifically set up for observers. As a reminder to everyone, observers can hear all the conversation, but they are not able to speak because they do not dial into the room phone bridge, so to speak. That is part of the standard practice that's been included in all the information that's provided to observers on the wiki page. What we will do, of course, even though the screen is up for everyone in the room to see, we will continue to monitor the observer Adobe Room, and we will read out any comments that observers may have. They are able to type in their questions and comments in their own Adobe chat room. So we will capture all of those for the record, and if there's anything that comes up that the review team wishes to address, the answers can be put into the observer Adobe Room, or we can read the answer out loud. The observers will be able to hear that as well.
Thanks, Nagar. Cheryl, for the record, and I do apologize. We are getting, hopefully you can hear me a little bit clearer now, Paula, but we were briefly, while Nagar was speaking, getting a little bit of background noise from the number ending in 0700, so perhaps Brenda can work on not only watching that line but finding out what name we can attribute to that line as well. That would be great. So yeah, with the rough outline of our timing, that is also a living document for this next week. Please feel free to make any comments or contributions to it in today's call, and as we move to our call next week, which I believe will be, correct me if I'm wrong, staff, but I think it's a 2000 UTC on rotation next week on the 27th. But we will finalise the agenda and distribute and have that listed publicly on our wiki site as well. What we're trying to do is make our lives for those remote participants as easy as possible. The other thing is, if you are unable to attend and you're a review team member, if you could let us, the staff, know what time zone in UTC you will be in. Obviously, if there's a section of, for example, small group work or critical discussion on scope, and all of our remote participants are in a horrendously unfriendly time at that point, we would like to be able to adjust our work to be as kind and considerate for everyone as possible. But being human, we're sure there will be some difficulties that some people will suffer more than others, but we will do our best to minimise that. So, Pat, have we missed anything on that, or are we right for moving to our next and more substantive part of the call for the remainder of today's call?
Cheryl, this is Pat. I think we've got it covered.
Excellent. So let's hop past this next slide and jump into identifying topics for review. And here You will see, as you've seen on several occasions now, ladies and gentlemen, what the bylaws are stating is in scope for us. This is may assess, include, not limited to. I believe at this stage we will be considering and perhaps prioritising differently how much effort we put into each and every one of them. But at the moment we have not culled any one of these A to F. For those of you who have contributed to the discussion on the Google Doc as a shared space where these defining objectives under bylaws are also identified, we have had Brenda, I'm sorry if my audio is becoming distorted. I'm not sure what else I can do about it. I guess I could try working through the Adobe Connect room. I guess that's a possibility. If it continues to distort, then let me know. I'm not sure why. I've got a headset, so it's not as if there's a. If I turn my head, my mic should follow me. Looking at the Adobe Connect room, though, and if my audio is a problem, it might be best for Pat if you take the group through what the current thinking is from the contributors to the Google Doc at this stage, and I'll just jump in with perhaps a better audio as needs be. The discussion on this is not a closed one yet, but we do appreciate the efforts that some of you have already made to put prioritisation and, of course, Michael's specific contribution regarding transparency. Pat, I'm going to stop speaking and just add depth and colour to anything you're doing. So I'll try and take the chat over if you want to lead through the more deep and meaningful discussion on where we stand on all of these points and what additional ones we may or may not add in. Over to you, Pat.
Thank you, Cheryl. This is Pat. And while, you know, I didn't necessarily had planned on going through the items that we had to date, the one thing that I did want to start off with was that I apologize for the confusion that I had apparently created on the March 11th date, which was to try to have an initial review of it. It wasn't meant to cut off entries into the document. It was just a checkpoint to kind of say, let's take a look before we actually got into Kobe. But please continue to add to the documentation. One of the things that I'm going to add is just some of the stuff that came out of ICANN 64 that we talked about earlier, and continue to address and prioritize and put thoughts in it into the document so that we can have a substantive discussion when we hit the ground in Los Angeles.
Okay, Pat, Cheryl here. If I'm seeing it correctly, it looks like Ramit's mic is open. Ramit, are you trying to say something? No problem, Ramit. I was actually hoping you were trying to make an intervention because we welcome interventions. We are needing to at this stage start to consider if we are doing each and every one of these things. Pat and I are working under the assumption that some of these will be able to be done in parallel, small work parties, and so we would be looking to be leaving the April meeting in Los Angeles with not only a clear commitment to community on what is our scope, what are we going to be focusing on, how we're going to be focusing on the issues, and in particular, is there going to be any particular order or timing in our overall work plan where these topics are being focused on. The other thing that we would like to have us leaving with is for the work parties, the small work teams, to be fleshed out with volunteers. Some of these would only need, you know, one or two people to work together on a initial data capture and analysis. Some will need perhaps more substantive numbers of people working in small group, and of course, in an effort to be fair and reasonable, we'll ask you to step up and volunteer for one or more of those. I think it's a reasonable expectation that each and every one of us will be involved in and committed to working in at least one of these areas. Some of you may be committed to working in more than one, and some of you, if you've got the energy and the inclination, may be working in each and every one of these. Pat and I, as crazy as it may seem, will be doing our best to be across all of them in our role as general coordination and facilitation as co-chairs. To that end, you might also now, as you contemplate these and in a more we are about to be committed on them or not mode, also think about which ones excite you in particular. Michael, seeing as you proposed very specific additional focus on access to information under the DIDP and open data system, the capital T transparency aspects of accountability and transparency, I'm happy to give you a couple of minutes in today's call to speak to that. At this stage, no one in the document is certainly other than supported you in that, but the suggestion was in the document, and I didn't see you reject it, that matter could be in fact wrapped up in the item under this slide here, C, so it could be a particular action and focal point under C, which reads assessing and improving the processes by which I can receive public input, including adequate explanation of decision taken and the rationale thereof. But by the same token, it could be a standalone issue. So if Michael, if you've got a microphone connected, did you want to speak to that briefly?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, you can.
Yes, all right, great. Yeah, thanks so much for that. I was just meaning to pop in a comment. So this is Michael Karanikos for the record. I feel only that as an accountability and transparency review, we should be looking at ICANN's transparency policies. I think that that's fundamental to our work, and quite frankly, you know, I think that there's going to be a serious loss of credibility if transparency is not significantly considered as part of an accountability and transparency review. Now, in terms of, just to elaborate briefly, I think that in terms of including it within category C, I do think that it connects with category C to a certain degree insofar as explanation of decisions and the rationale thereof kind of relates to transparency. But, you know, when you talk about including it within that, I think that it would be good if that was included as a specific subheading within topic C, insofar, but I do think that it would need to be specifically flagged within that. I don't think it would be, sufficient, to say that looking at topic C therefore covers transparency, because while I think that transparency can be connected to it, it's not necessarily intuitively subsumed within that. So what I would say is that, you know, I would be happy personally if these were the topics that we highlighted, I wouldn't necessarily object, but I would hope that as these topics were codified, transparency would be specifically flagged as a sort of subtopic within topic C. And the one other thing that I did want to mention, just with regard to these topics, is looking at the language of the bylaws, I don't see these examination areas as being prescriptive. The bylaws suggest that our examination can include these areas, but they explicitly say it's not limited to them. So I view these topics that are in the bylaws as kind of suggested areas of inquiry that are included as part of our work, or potentially included as part of our work. But certainly they're not limiting in terms of what we can look into. So I guess I'll stop there and happy to chat further.
Cheryl, for the record, thanks for that, Michael. Hopefully I can still be heard. Is there any questions or comments to Michael's intervention? And I'm quite sure that several of us would be happy to bring everyone up to speed on where the state of transparency and the recommendations out of the transparency review work team out of the CCWG on ICANN accountability. There was a number of significant recommendations that came out of that process, but more importantly, there was considerable community interaction in the development of those recommendations. So that's the backstory of why Michael is suggesting that a closer look, a focus on this matter would be well worth our while. So I'll open the queue if anyone is wanting to raise anything. Sandra, I note your microphone is open. Did you want to say something? Okay, perhaps not. You've now muted, sorry. I just wanted to make sure if you were trying to make your voices heard that we could do. Gee, Pat, they're a quiet lot tonight. We're doing our best to try and draw them out. is there anything that anyone would like to say on any of these not being worthy of further discussion? Is there some one of these, because as Michael points out, the bylaws are clear, this is not a prescriptive list, but it certainly is a list of things that we may indeed find in scope. So let's move to the next slide. If we're unable to rally much input, we can but try. There were some additional topics that were suggested. The listed here, things that some of you thought would be worthy of our time and energy, and that is a piece of analysis, which obviously includes data capture. This is evidential. There is nothing wrong with both looking at quantitative and qualitative material, but it certainly is, I would hope, the intention of this review team, as it has been in the ATRT ones and twos that have gone before us, that we wouldn't be, whilst we'll listen to hearsay and conjecture and assumptive concerns, we would be keen to actually find out facts and base any discourse and recommendations that we would be having, base that on analytical points or data points that were unambiguous. And keep that in mind as we as looking at all of these things. So the suggestions were that there could be an analysis on the impact of the implementation of recommendations out of both ATRT 1 and 2. The suggestion was also made specifically about looking into the CCT review, and Pat did cover that there is some concern in community, which both the board and community will be working towards to improve their communication and clarity and qualifications and understanding as to why various decisions were being made and how we can avoid any confusion and misunderstandings in future specific reviews. And of course, as I mentioned early on in the call, it has been something that would has been done in the past. In fact, in ATRT 1, it was part of our mandated work, and ATRT 1 did have mandated work, but that was a very different time, of course, to look at specific review team actions and review activities. To that end, we also have a suggestion, which I must say has me somewhat curious, and that is the words sub-pro recommendation. That the Accountability and Transparency Review Team third version, that's us, should look at sub-pro recommendations. I could see sub-pro as one of the long-standing and large GNSO PDPs that is not only recently running but is still running as a useful case study, but of course subsequent procedures hasn't made any recommendations yet, so not quite sure that as she is writ, that makes total sense to me, but I would certainly see it as an ideal case study if that's the type of approach you want to have. Martin, I noticed in the chat you said, and I'll read it to the record if it stops jumping, which is always a challenge, that it would be good to ensure we're also forward-looking, not just looking backwards at things, being aware of the changing world, and indeed it, we've just coming out of very volatile and very agile development for ICANN in its evolution, but also noting that the 2020 to 2025 strategic plan is being currently formulated, and of course, whilst it's important to build on the path, as you've said, it might be very, very useful to make sure we capture some of the thinking about the future. I also note from Martin that... have I missed anything? I don't think so. Nope. Sorry, Martin. I was going to misquote you. But you did say you'll come back to the topics in the Google Doc, so thanks for that. Tola, just to reach the record that you said in chat, I somewhat appreciate the perspectives of Michael to draw from the CCWG or any other related review, and then we should, especially as accountability and transparency, cover ICANN org operations and community responsibility. Vandenote's in chat. She agrees with Martin on the looking forward as well as analysis of what's happened in recent times with specific and organisational reviews, I suspect, but certainly specific reviews, because she has noted she sees huge changes on the internet world in a year or so, in the next 5 years, is going to be a very important time as well. To that end, I think we've probably captured pretty much everything that is on the slide deck for tonight is duplicated or is echoed out of the document. I'll go back to, sorry, Michael, I actually was scanning down the chat and didn't see your hand raised. So we'll come back to you, but just before we do, the other points about accountability and transparency review team, looking at workstream 2 recommendations, and we'd obviously note two things. Previously, when ATRT3 was scheduled to start earlier, it was given a limited scope suggestion by community, but time has moved on since then, and we would need to note that with the work we do on anything out of Workstream 2, and also that we would need to contemplate review and recommend as appropriate anything about the latest operating standards documents, which of course we assume is going to not only be beta tested by us, but will also be having some additional review by the community where it is in the scheme of things. So with that, Michael, back over to you.
Thanks, Michael Karanikos, for the record. I just wanted to briefly clarify what I had said earlier. I didn't take a position regarding the relationship of our work to the CCWG. Obviously, we can learn from prior processes, but the point of my intervention not to specifically relate what we're doing to the previous recommendations. I was just saying that we should also be examining transparency. So sorry to belabor the point, but I just wanted to clarify. Thanks.
I think it was already said, Cheryl, for the record, it was already said in today's call by Martin that words matter. So seeing as we are an ATRT, I think a bit of focus on the T would be very wise indeed from my personal perspective. But never apologise for giving greater clarity and focus on what you said for the record. Pat, you're going to let me have a sip of water and not only say what you're wanting to say on this, but take us through to the next bit. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Cheryl. So just one question I had on this slide, and this is a conversation that Nagar and I had in Kobe. And Nagar, if you could again clarify this, we are required to review ATRT2, but not ATRT1. Is that correct?
Hi, Pat. Yes, that is correct. The requirement is to look at the last review implementation, which would be ATRT2 only in this case.
Okay. Thank you, Nagar, for that clarification. And then if we could go to the last slide, which is all other business. Does anyone have anything they would like to add before we close out today? Seeing no hands, Jean-Baptiste, will you take us through our identified action items for today?
Yes, Pat. Thank you very much. So I've identified action items. So we, for us, I can actually set up a doodle poll regarding face-to-face meetings. Then I can also draft a note for co-chairs to request time to meet with this one. I see that I can 65. I can also add the full letter reference from Jonathan Zapp to the Icon board to mailing list and documents archive. I can also liaise with travel services regarding Aditola visa issues and regarding the hotel confirmation. On the face-to-face meeting, remote participants to let Icon or co-chairs know in which time zone they will be at the time of the meeting, and we have noticed that so far as remote participants we have Liu, Michael, and Ramet. And finally, riveting members to continue populating the Google Doc on list of topics for review at the first face-to-face meeting.
This is Pat. Anybody have anything to add or clarify or object to on the action items? Not seeing any, so thank you, Jean-Baptiste, for that.
Welcome.
So our next call, if we could forward two slides, will be 27th of March, 2019, so next Wednesday at 2100 UTC. Thank you all very much for participating, and we will talk to you in a week, and we'll engage back and forth on the mailing list throughout this week. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, and bye for now.